Let me tap Steve Bonsbach again, though, public affairs and specialist at the Department of Homeland Security, the Customs and Border Protection people at O'Hare. Hey, are you over there, Steve? You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing well, John.
Hey, so you know, when we were talking the other day, you were telling us about how you were able to seize those fake vax cards that were coming through O'Hare, right?
Yep.
And as I recall, when a small package comes through from China and it says greeting cards, and one of them was going to an address in southern Illinois, your agents felt that that looked suspicious. And when they x-rayed it and opened them up, lo and behold, it's fake vax cards. Really badly faked ones, too. They misspelled COVID. They put an L in there, stuff like that. I'm still amazed
yes,
at that.
And that's what we find, the misspelling, the grammatical errors, and the actual paperweight. It's not the same paper quality that you have from the actual cards.
Huh. Boy, it sure sounds labor-intensive, though. I mean, that's just a small package of the many, I would guess, thousands and thousands that come through O'Hare every day. So you've got a staff of people just looking at this stuff, huh?
Yes, we have a staff that is on hand every day, 24/7. Working as the shipments come in, we run them through the X-ray. We have the dog sniffers walking the carousel as well to make sure that anything that's coming through doesn't have narcotics in it. We're definitely screening everything that comes in to make sure that it's safe.
Do weapons try to come in or counterfeit merchandise as well?
Weapons do try to come in. We've had, and it's mostly a safety violation. So some of those weapons need to have that orange tip that provide that safety. They don't have those. So that's definitely a safety violation that we go ahead and pull those. But the more important things that we seize are obviously narcotics as well as counterfeit items, whether it be watches, jewelry, pants, apparel, jackets, shoes. I mean, you name it, we've probably seen it.
But I mean, how would you know, here again, so somebody's importing, if you will, counterfeit handbags. How do you even know there's handbags in there? How do you know that they're fake ones?
Well, sometimes the actual label, the manifest that they have on the on the package will actually say purses or handbags. Other times we run it through an X-ray and it says electronics, and we run it through and there's bags. And actually our officers pull those aside, and we have officers that are actually trained by the industry to look for security features. So your Louis Vuitton handbag that comes through, we actually have officers that have been trained by Louis Vuitton employees to look for certain security violations. So there's certain things that they're looking for. And if they don't have those securities, it's a counterfeit. And then we also converse with these industry leaders, and we say, hey, this is what we found. And if there's something that kind of we're not sure, we involve them in that process too. So we definitely reach out to those industry leaders, and we are also trained to look for the security features.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to tell a knockoff from the real ones. If there's a security feature in there, I don't suppose the counterfeiters know to put that in there or do. And then you mentioned narcotics as well. Is that a high percentage of the illegal stuff trying to get through O'Hare?
We have ecstasy. We have the dangerous fentanyl. We have a lot of stuff that is coming through that is mind-boggling. The things that we see that try to reach through. In fact, one of the big things that we have been seeing a lot of is actually prescription medication. So the prescription medication that we see, so from January this year to June of this year, we have seen an increase in Tapendol, which is a Schedule II narcotic. It's actually comparable to Tramadol and morphine, and its effects actually mirror oxycodone. In those 6 months, we seized 640,000, more than 640,000 pills. Huh. And last year, in 2020, in our fiscal year, we seized 110 pounds. This year, in those 6 months time frame, our weight was 785 pounds. So you see how dangerous that is, the jump. Risoprodol is also another one that we've seen. It's a prescription used to treat muscle skeletal pain. And we've been seeing those in actual, the danger with this one. It's also a scheduled narcotic, and it's a scheduled prescription, I apologize. But it's also been mixed with date rape drugs. So you're seeing these parcels that continue to just come in crazy amounts. And our officers are seizing this to try to.
Do you know what the motivation is? Like, if it's a prescription drug, are people just buying it that way because it's cheaper, or are they buying it that way because they're using it to get high? They're using it as a narcotic.
The danger with this is it's being shipped from India. The majority of these are coming from India. So we don't even know if it's actually containing the legit ingredients or if there's been a mixture, something added to it. Also, it's a prescription. If you want a prescription, you go see your doctor. Doctor gives you a prescription. Then you can go order this. These are coming in just bucket loads. We had one seizure of tramadol. It was two boxes of tramadol tablets that came through, 38,000 tramadol pills.
One last thing about all of this. Do you then go after, I think I know the answer to this, but do you go after the recipients, the people that order two boxes of tramadol and this is an illegal operation? I wonder who's on the receiving end of that stuff.
Well, a lot of it is going to various cities across the U.S. And we do involve our investigative branch. And they do keep tabs, and they do investigate what's going on. But sometimes these are going to non-legit residences or fake addresses or a warehouse that nobody inhabits. So it's very difficult, and it is a long, drawn-out process to keep up with the mass amounts that are coming in.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting and probably frustrating then. I mean, so we've got the goods and we know it's going somewhere, but boy, the resources and manpower to then track down the recipients. And maybe the real culprit here is the person that's sending it, but it's kind of fascinating. Steve Bonsbach is the public affairs specialist over at O'Hare in the Customs and Border Protection Unit. Nice to talk to you, Steve, and I'll call you again. And if we can do something along the way for you, you let us know, all right?
Sounds great. Have a great weekend, John. Thank you.
You do too. You bet.